Today's daf is Maseches Eruvin daf Nun Dalet. Today's daf contains numerous drashas and ideas about the power and impact of Torah study on the person who learns Torah, the importance of learning Torah out loud, saying the words out loud, tefillah out loud, and finding meaning and new ideas in one's Torah learning. So many lines to choose from, but I couldn't let this daf go by without discussing Rabbi Preda, the great Rabbi Preda, one of the great role models for education, chinuch, throughout Shas. The Gemara was discussing the process of the Mesorah that Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah multiple times, four times to be exact, to ensure proper understanding and transmission of the beautiful Torah. Learning slowly and reviewing is a big value discussed throughout the Amud on the second half of today's daf. Now we learn about Rabbi Preda. Comes the Gemara and says he had a student that needed 400 presentations of the shiur before he was able to finally grasp the material. Except on one occasion, Rabbi Preda had a maisa chesed. He was needed to tend to some charitable act after the shiur, and he was needed for this following the shiur. So this time around, the student actually wasn't focusing, even after the 400th time, because the student was nervous that maybe the Rebbe was going to leave in the middle and not complete the learning. So Rabbi Preda said, okay, let's sit back down and I'll start all again. Make sure that you're focused 400 more times. And the student was able to grasp the material. His reward, says the Gemara, after a few lines, was a double reward. He was given a arichus yamim, long life, and a guarantee to Olam Haba for him and the whole generation. Let's make one halachic note here, which is found in a tshuva from the Igros Moshe, from Moshe Feinstein, Chelek Eben Ezer, Chelek Dalet, Simen Chavav. Rav Moshe quotes the Chasam Sofer. There's a question there in the Chasam Sofer, the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva has a teaching. We know Vavtavecha Kamocha is a klal gadol b'Torah, and that's a reference to Torah and mitzvos. Because Rabbi Kiva holds that in worldly matters, Chayecha Kovin, your life takes precedence. But by Torah, one's own learning takes precedence. What exactly is the idea of Vavtavecha Kamocha? We have from the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, "Who beno? If there's only a possibility for a father or a son to go and learn Torah, who kodem livno? The father goes to yeshiva before the son. How much more so when it comes to other people's learning? Nevertheless, says Rav Moshe, he thinks he understands it this way. Talmidei chachamim, says Rav Moshe, are required lelamed miktsa zman gamim acherim, are supposed to give some of their time to teach Torah to other people. Afshem is batel b'Torah satzmo. Even if your own learning, even if your own Torah learning gets pushed aside as a result. What was Rav Moshe's proof? He brings our Rabbi Preda. What did Rabbi Preda do? He taught the student 400 times. Rabbi Preda could have spent the time on his own learning and look at the reward for him and for his entire generations. Rav Moshe concludes, Mistaberli shu gamkin shir meiser, a series of zman, says Rav Moshe, he considers like idea of a meiser zman, of a tenth, of a tithing of one's time. Sheyeshol lilmo Torah, and he goes on, tzarech ilin in a shir, exactly how much a person has to give. But Rav Moshe here is coming out with a halachic idea, a beautiful idea to teach people. They may not have the means to give meiser of funds, but time is also a commodity. And giving of one's time to teach Torah to others is such a great lesson from Rabbi Preda. There's something else here which explains how Rabbi Preda had the patience to teach a student over and over. I saw in the Sefer Darchei Musar Bar Yaakov Aryeh Naiman, who was Rosh Yeshiva in Petach Tikva, and he relates that on one Shabbos he came into the yeshiva in Lomja, and in the Rosh Yeshiva Mashkiach at the time, his name was Rav Moshe Rosenstein, and he was sitting there with a young boy. He was asking him questions on the parsha. So Naiman came over and asked Rav Rosenstein, "Whose child is this? Who does this child belong to?" And the Rosh Yeshiva Rosenstein turned to him and whispered to him. He says, "Who yelled shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who are the students that we teach? Are they merely the children of Mr. and Mrs. Cohen? They are Bani Matem Hashem Elokeichem. These are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu." And this was how Rabbi Preda was able to tolerate and patiently guide the young student through the shir. Because when you're teaching Torah, the children of the Melech Malchei Amlachim, you don't tire. You always look how to uplift and inspire the children of Hashem.